I love the Seashelt Farmers Market. At the Grounded Acres Organic Farm booth last Saturday, a man exclaimed, "I'm so excited," as he purchased a gorgeous batch of tomatoes. Then a young child ran up and hugged the farmer. "Thank you for hugging me," she responded. At Farmer Dan's booth, I felt like the woman in the IKEA commercial who thinks she wasn't charged enough for her purchases, "Start the car. I'm stealing your veggies," I remarked. "Do you think so? Thank you," Dan replied, modestly. We have two new road stands in Half Moon Bay. Mezzaluna offers sourdough loaves, cookies, and bouquets on Redrooffs. "We're open Saturdays from 10 to 6, says owner David Leckler. At the end of Lone Road, Sacred Earth Health Arts beckons with flowers, herbs, and essential oils. Melissa's partner Jesse modestly exclaimed, "My heart is completely melted," when a neighbor placed produce on their stand for sale, by donation. Melissa also gives Reiki and reflexology sessions. Visit her Sacred Earth Healing Arts website. When Carly of Modern Hippie says, "Salad rolls are on the stand," I dash up to Eagle Road, hoping I'm not too late. I'm also grateful for donations from friends: lettuce, basil, peas, cucumber, zucchini, and blackberries. One day I arrived home to a basket of garlic on my doorstep. Half Moon Bay was bustling this past week. On Wednesday, the HBCA held its second Lazy Days event. We were very conflicted about the rain. Yay, it's raining, but could it hold off from 2 to 8 p.m.? By 5 p.m., it had stopped and the crowd was bopping to the music. Of course, the evening ended with a gorgeous Half Moon Bay sunset. On Thursday, I went to Friends and Fizzies on Fawn at the HMB Nursery. Serenaded by resident Chris Hergsheimer and his son Solomon, there was a welcoming vibe in the air. Vendor Nickel Mentis, of Art C, creates Japanese-inspired handcrafted cards and more. Her jigsaw puzzle was featured in a Coast Reporter article. "Nickel," I said, "you're going to be in my next column." She responded modestly, "Really? Thank you." You can find her work at www.artcarts.ca and Seashelt's Redecor Plus Design. From Serenaded to Hold Onto Your Seats, the Coaster Car Club's Rod Run traveled from Seashelt to the Redrooffs Fire Hall on Friday evening. Residents waved flags and cheered. Peter Shelley posted two videos featuring his own music on the Everything Facebook page. "It's the first time I've put my originals out there," he said modestly. The HBCA's final Lazy Days at Cooper's Green Park is on Friday, August 25 from 4 to 8 p.m. You won't want to miss it. And following the music, by popular demand, movie night. Details are on the HBCA's website. Parting words: in my inbox and wherever I go, people tell me how much they enjoy my column. I am surprised by this. Dare I say, I am another modest artist.